feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti. Day 60. Here comes the bridegroom. This is the Avyakta Murli of 20th February 2013. All you foreigners abroad are expanding service in your own areas. You are also paying attention to the smaller places, and you also have attention on your self progress. Bab Dada also likes the programs that you make of having meetings amongst yourselves in Madhavan. Even now, so many have come, and Bab Dada is pleased to see each and every child. All Brahmins are also singing the song with the father. Wow! Double effort maker. Wow! Bab Dada is content that all of you, jewel of contentment, are also moving forward and will continue to move forward. Om Shanti. Expansion of service. Baba is happy for that. In fact, in today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, you should have at least 150 to 200 exhibitions per day. You can calculate. How can you do that? 150 to 200 exhibitions per day. So Baba is quite happy to see the expansion of service. But he also wants you to focus on self-improvement, self-development, self-progress, conscious self-development. All Brahmins are also singing the song with the father, which is the song, Vah, double effort makers, Vah. So we are Tivra Purusharthi. Not just that, but double effort maker, double intense effort makers. So that's way back in 2013. Let's try to understand self-development or self-progress. What is self-progress? in the world, they make progress. What progress? Gather money, prestige, post, work on relationships, and so on. So there is a desire for improving everything of these. When one comes in spirituality, now there is a desire to become perfect, enlightened, like Brahma, detached, and all those so many titles which one hardly understands but keeps on repeating like a parrot. In fact, this very concept seems faulty, because who is working? It's the same ego which wants to become something. I want to become Brahma. I want to become perfect. I want to improve myself. The same ego which was earlier working here, it has changed its direction. Now the same ego wants perfection. The same ego says, I want to become enlightened. The same ego wants to get rid of anger. The same ego says, I want to get rid of lust and vices. But one thing is problem. It's the same ego now which is expressing in some other manner. So all attempts for to self-progress fail. All experiments to do self-progress are doomed to fail. Because somewhere it's ego which wants to do something. When you realize this, some revolution takes place within. Why you want to become something? Why can't you be yourself in your pure, original and natural stage? You are already perfect. The problem is labels. The problem is the knowledge which you have acquired, which tells you all the time that you are imperfect, you are imperfect, you are impure. In fact, we have not understood the knowledge the way it should have been understood. We have understood only few parts of it. And because of this, all the problems have risen. Had we understood this knowledge in its integrity, in its wholeness, this problem would not have arisen. Gyan says, you are soul. It's your identification with the body that has created the problem. So the more I detach myself from body and move towards soul, all the perfection is already in me. All the perfection is within me. As a soul, I am knowledgeful, I am pure, I am happy, I am blissful, I am powerful. So attempts should be just to get detached from this bodily thing and to work at the level of energy. So more you are working at the level of energy, you realize that the requirements of the body become less and less. The consciousness of the body become less and less. The perception of the body become less and less. The expansion of the body consciousness become less and less. This is what is self-progress. Self-progress is not about I'll achieve this and I will achieve that. I'll do this and I will do that. Okay, that is another thing, to have determined thought. But what I feel is self-progress is something that should happen naturally, very, very smoothly. Very, very smoothly. If you force it, it becomes tough, difficult. Even this journey from body consciousness to soul consciousness should happen very slowly, naturally, without any force. After all, when you work at the level of thought, whatever you thought you allow to enter the mind, that thought gradually becomes an object, a thing. And that thought influences body and everything related to the body. Whatever belief system you want to have, the same thing can be manifested outside after some time. So it is a sort of hypnosis, hypnotherapy. It's one of the best therapies. You make your internal mind realize very slowly, and you understand that whatever your internal mind has accepted, the same will happen at the bodily level then. If your mind has accepted that this is my nature, automatically everything will happen accordingly. If you accept that I need this phone, then I need it. And if I accept that I don't need it, then I don't need it. It's all happening at the level of mind. And let that acceptance happen slowly, hypnotically, with natural auto-suggestions rather than any force. It's all about coming to our original homeness, which is self-progress. Self-progress is about realizing your own internal pattern, habit pattern, behavioral pattern. This is my internal habit pattern. I realize this is my habit pattern. Second, I realize what are the problems in this habit pattern. And then I find out ways and means to get rid of that pattern. Also, I find out which habit pattern, new habit pattern I should have within. And what are the ways and means to inculcate those new habits, patterns within me. This is what is self-progress. I realize that there is violence in eating non-vegetarian food. So I give up eating non-veg. Why this change happened? Because of my realization of associated violence in the non-vegetarian food. So does that mean that one who is eating non-vegetarian food can never attain enlightenment? There's a person who eats non-vegetarian food. So does that mean that that person will never attain the highest stage, highest understanding of human life? He can, yes. But it's like climbing Mount Everest with a bag full of rocks. You will definitely reach Mount Everest, but then you are carrying an unnecessary burden with you. It's not that that person will not reach. That person will reach. So when you understand the associated violence in things, you make attempts to get rid of those violence. And the progress is very subtle. And gradually you realize there is only one thing in the world where there is no violence. As regards diet, which you can think for yourself. What is that? Anything you do, There is some or other violence associated. Especially eating seeds. You kill a generation. It's a great statement. If this can go deep within you, whole life pattern and diet pattern will change. When you realize that when you eat a seed, you kill a generation. So everything changes. Your concept of violence and non-violence totally change. So again, coming to the same definition of self-progress. Probably all attempts to self-progress would fail because the very desire is a problem. Desire for anything is a problem. Yes. When this realization comes, then it will happen automatically. Till that, it will not. As we were discussing, efforts, when this realization comes, that I have to do this, I have to do this. On one side is the determined thought, that's fine. But on another side, this ego, which is working, is a problem. Simply coming to this realization itself brings about a new revolution. Whatever I am doing till now, whatever I have done till now, what progress I have achieved? The answer would be not much. Absolutely less. So very effort is wrong. All the attempts that I have done till now for self-progress have become a failure. First come to this realization. I have read Murli 10 times. What happened? I am not telling not to read or not to do that. But now let us analyze. Come to an analytical judgment. Come to a retrospective analysis. Come to the result. You have done an experiment and this is the result. So something has gone wrong. Something definitely has gone wrong with all the attempts that you have done. There is a person who wakes up at Amritvela, does Amritvela, listens to Murli, follows Dincharya, lifestyle as per Srimad. But the overall progress is very, very minimal. The same thought pattern, the same behavioral pattern, the same sanskaras are persistent. There is no significant change in the lifestyle or the thought pattern. It is the same. Only thing is that probably he was less famous, now he has become more famous. Earlier people did not recognize, now people recognize. Earlier he was an ordinary person, now he is just a flamboyant speaker. Only this thing has happened. But is this a self-progress? Earlier the churning was very poor, now the churning has increased. Is this a self-progress? Now earlier he could not write, now he can write books. Is this a self-progress? There is something going wrong, absolutely wrong. Earlier he was eating something, now he is eating something. Is this a self-progress? We don't eat from his hand, food prepared by him and food prepared by him. Earlier he was non-vegetarian, now he has become vegetarian. Shame on such a vegetarianism, which makes you proud, rather than bringing a sense of humility. Earlier you were less knowledgeful, now you are more knowledgeful, but that knowledge has made you an egoistic personality. Is this a self-progress? Earlier you did not know anything about technology, now you know so much about technology. Is this a self-progress? It is the ego which is working in opposite direction. Earlier it was working to get money, business, job, prestige, position, relationships. Now it's working for enlightenment, becoming like Brahma, becoming perfect. It is the same ego which is working here and there. They were physical games, these are spiritual games. It is the same spiritual games that this ego is playing now. Understand and let the ego drop. how this ego will drop, coming to this understanding that everything, whatever I have done, is absolutely nonsensical. Tatakim, tatakim, what you have achieved, what you have understood, where are you? Come to this strong realization, and then you understand that I don't need anything from outside, let everything drop down. And the only journey I have to make is within me. Let me go within me, that's it, nothing else. I don't want any translate, I don't want any songs, I don't want any light, and I don't want any sitting arrangements, and I don't want this room or that room, and this place and that place, and this food and that food. I have to bring a strong revolution within me to understand. It's not about telling others, it's not about telling and guiding and suggesting and ordering others do this or do that. It's not about doing anything with anybody. It's all about doing with myself, where I am. I have to peep in my own well. How much water is there in my well? Rather than peeping into others' well and putting a stone there, I come to a revolutionary understanding of myself. I come to a revolutionary understanding of my own being. And I come to a point that I have to understand, I have to stop everything whatever I have doing, and the only work I have to do is to go within myself in my own well. Stop and jump into this silence and listen to my own habit patterns, thought patterns, behavioral patterns, whatever that I am doing. Chitta and chitta vrittis, the layers after layers. You know, Mahatma Buddha, on the night of his enlightenment, before he became a Buddha, there is a night where he sat in Adhishthan, where he sat with that determined thought. He had tried everything for 6 years. He tried every which way. He tried all types of sadhanas, not just sadhanas. He achieved siddhis even. Everything, but he was dissatisfied with everything. He was not at all contented with whatever that he has achieved till now. The 6 years appeared wastage to him. He stopped eating, he became a bag of bones, fell down. Somebody came and gave him something, milk porridge to drink, rice porridge. And then he sat. So there is a night, and the Mar means Maya in Buddhism. Mar is Saturn in Buddhism. Mar attacked him. And that night is described in 3 parts. First prahar, second prahar, and third prahar. In the first prahar, first 3 hours of that night, the first prahar, prahar means it's divided, night is divided. He destroyed all the past karmas. That is the first thing that happened. The seed of all the past karmas. First prahar. Second prahar, he came to the opening of the third eye. He understood. A new thing came to him. That it's the desire which is, it is the tanha, it is the trishna, which is the cause of all the suffering. Now that trishna can be for anything, even for spiritual. That trishna is like a pebble thrown into the water. Waves would create. So the second prahar, he came to this understanding, and the third prahar of the night, he attained the absolute knowledge, Sambodhi. And he became Sambuddha Buddha. The ultimate realization came to him in 3 parts. Destruction of all the previous karmas, and here he attained a stage. Now no more new karmas, new karma bhog or new karma sanskars would be created. And the third, a deeper understanding, a deep knowledge, an ultimate knowledge descended upon him. A knowledge which was never there. And here at this second point, he saw all his previous births. In the second prahar. So the enlightenment happened in 3 stages. And when he woke up, there was a new light on his face, a new shine. And he started walking, and those 5 sannyasis who gave him up earlier, they saw, oh, he's a new person, he's a new man. And they came and surrounded him and sat near him. And the first discourse Buddha gave. And there was such power, such light, such beauty in his speech that they got enthralled and they become and accept him as their masters. So this is the revolutionary thing that should happen within us. A deep understanding of whatever I have done is not the correct path. The correct path is yet to be understood, yet to be known, yet to be found, yet to be realized. And the enlightenment happens. So an inner revolution is what is self-progress. Self-progress is about breaking all the thought patterns, coming to the understanding of something new. Let me do that which I have never done before. That is self-progress. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. All you foreigners abroad a expanding service in your own areas. You are also paying attention to the smaller places. And you also have attention on your self-progress. Bab Dada also likes the programs that you make of having meetings amongst yourselves in Madhuban. Even now, so many have come and Bab Dada is pleased to see each and every child. All Brahmins are also singing the song with the father. Wah, double effort makers, wah. Bab Dada is content that all of you jewels of contentment are also moving forward and will continue to move forward. Om Shanti. Avyakta Murli, 20th February 2013.